Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aya, I'm the supervisor on floor. How can I be of assistance?
I just talked to another representative and explained to her that I did not order what I've been charged on my charge card just a few minutes ago through a Sam's Club contest thingy, and it's a fraud. I was not informed of what they put down on my charge card.
Would you confirm your name and address for me, please?
Certainly. Brenda Lewis Martin, 229 Miller Street, Madison, North Carolina, 27022.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the Dyson's Vacuum contest entry with the Bite Sub service. I am showing, I'm reviewing the account here. She did cancel you, making sure there's no future charges. I do show that there is a three-part verification on this account, though, regarding the charge, where you check the box that stated you were 18 or older and that you had read, accepted, and understood those terms and conditions.
I did not check anything that said I was 18 years or older. I'm 75. No, I did not do any of those things.
I do sincerely apologize, ma'am. The only way you would have been able to progress through the pages for the order placement would have been to agree to those terms.
For a fraudulent order, for an order of something that I do not even know what it is.
Ma'am, it's for the Dyson's Vacuum Sweepstakes contest entry.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Our service is providing that to all customers who join us.
Can I speak now? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm allowing you to speak.
Well, you should have answered me. It was a question. I did not order anything other than enter that contest, period.
Yes, ma'am. They are one and the same.
Well, to nobody enter tells you that.
Well, it does explain it in the terms, so I do sincerely apologize.
I didn't see
apologize.
Any terms at all. No terms were seen at all.
Ma'am, I do sincerely apologize. The only way that three-part verification could have been applied to this account is for you to have physically checked that box. That's how you get the IP address as well as the electronic signature from the customer. So I do apologize that it wasn't clear enough, but we did, by federal law, follow their requirements on informing our customers of this offer.
Well, I was not informed, so someone screwed up somewhere.
Unfortunately, it is provided on the website, so that would only be able to have been placed by the customer.
Well, child, have you ever been scammed?
Ma'am, I do apologize. I'm not a child, so I do.
Well, it's just a southern thing. It's just, I called you child because you're a lot younger than I am. That's the only reason. It's not an insult in any way.
Well, I do understand, but again, I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding regarding our company and our service. You have been canceled, which does prevent future charges effective immediately.
I want a complete refund on my charge card.
Unfortunately, your financial institution has verified that this account and charge is not fraudulent, so we would not be able to process a refund due to the legal terms and conditions.
More legal term. All right. If you make if you order something and they fraudulently put something else in with it, that's not a fraudulent charge?
As long as the terms and conditions are explained and agreed to prior to the billing, then no, ma'am, it is not fraudulent because by law we do have to put our terms and conditions what our offer is. We are providing that survey and that sweepstakes for customers who join our company.
Oh my God. Well, all right, so how much am I being charged this time for a fraudulent thing? And
well,
there
is no fraudulent charge, ma'am, but it is $49.89.
For what?
For the Bite Sub and sweepstakes entry, ma'am.
Lord, have mercy. And there's no way that I can get that refunded, although it just happened 20 minutes or 30 minutes ago.
With the three-part verification, ma'am, unfortunately, this charge is considered legally valid.
All right, I'm going to tell you one more time. I didn't verify anything. I did not check anything. They didn't ask me any questions. It was just fill out your name and address and agree to pay $2.95 shipping for a damn vacuum cleaner that I'm... Rest assured, it won't happen again.
I do understand them. Do you have any further questions?
Oh, I have plenty of questions, honey, but you're not going to be able to answer them. So thank you ever so much for explaining all of the lies that they make you say. Change jobs, child.
It is in the terms.